in the land of God. Old towns are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. I was born early long on frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're so glad to have you in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We've got a great program for you tonight, and we want you to stay tuned as we get right into the message tonight. Tonight, the entitlement of our message is the Star Serpents. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving right along in time. And I'll assure you that time is not really on our side, because the wicked are reigning and the wicked are ruling. So the descending serpents, the star serpents, are coming from the heavens in the last days. We've been warning you about it, and we're going to get right into the message. Down in the Yucatan Peninsula, the Mayan temple that was built hundreds and hundreds of years ago was designed in such a manner on such a celestial date that, being on the vernal equinox, that the shadow of a serpent would come out of the heavens and would come down the steps of the Mayan temple. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody with great astronomical knowledge was sending us a warning. The Bible sent us a warning. Well, we're going to check that out. Because, as you can see in Matthew 24, when you shall see these things, you know that it is near, even at the doors. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the serpent came right down with his snaky shadow and went through the doors of the temple. Are we getting ready? This was photographed, ladies and gentlemen. It was amazing. On March the 20th in 2005, it was photographed by NASA, of all people. It was really broadcast to the world and photographed, and all of the world who was interested could see this. And I thought, there is a scripture that would remind everyone that the serpent is descending. Does the Bible indicate that the serpents, we call them snakes, that's what Genesis called them, but we only call them that because they're very intelligent. They have great knowledge. Well, we know that Satan was the one that induced knowledge, wrongfully in this case, into man. And let's go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Listen to me as we talk about the star gods, the star serpents, in this case, the serpent descending. That's going to be my message tonight. And the great dragon, this is verse 9 of Revelation chapter 12, and the great dragon, and we're talking about a star serpent, was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, on the Yucatan Peninsula, were we given an advance warning to look for a particular time in celestial history? Is there an event of the serpent in the sky? Well, if you have ever studied anything about the signs in the heavens, and we'll get into that just in a moment, as we got a lot to lay on your plate tonight, you'll find out such great prolific writers as E.W. Bullinger on his Mystery of the Stars showed us that Hydra, the serpent, was in the constellation, and he was battling with a man. And this man is depicted as the Messiah, who is crushing the head of the serpent while the serpent is biting his heel. Well, we know that this scenario happened, and then there is an interlude, a space of time, that Satan and his angels are driven or removed from the earth. Now, the Bible says once they were removed from the heaven, notice what it says here. And the great serpent, that old devil, was cast out, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The Mayans were trying to tell us and give us a particular time frame to look for the celestial heavens declaring the work of his hands. If you look into the heavens at the point of crossing, now we know with the planets that have been discovered, and we go back into the Mesopotamia area of the Sumerian civilization, and we find that there were 12 planets. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we only know of 9, and so then we're short somewhere. Well, has one planet been taken purposely out of the stones of fire? Satan had a planet, I believe that. And I believe it was removed with the war in the heavens. I do believe that Satan was given what we call the rogue planet, or a roving planet, or the Bible would describe it as wandering star. So Satan and his angels were put on this wandering star that has a orbit of immense years away from our solar system. And it's designed, I believe that the Mighty Ones designed it, so that Satan would be prohibited for a certain amount of time from coming back to the earth. Verse 12, listen to this now. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down, that means descended, and the Mayans gave us a pretty picture of the serpent coming from the heavens. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to be a rocket scientist. I don't have to work at NASA. All I've got to do is humble my heart and read the scriptures. for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now listen to me as I read in Romans chapter 1. Satan descends from heaven with great wrath, the Bible said. In Romans chapter 1, verse 17 through 20, we read that Yahweh is sending this wrath. For the righteousness of Yahweh is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, that the just shall live by faith. But when man began to reject the truth, then the wrath of God became evident, as we are now living in a very permissive, moral, decayed society of the last days. Now, his wrath is revealed from heaven. Remember, Satan descends from heaven with great wrath. And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. The heavens are written for the sign, and his eternal Godhead and power is manifest, so that they are without excuse. And yet man still clings to the evil. Now, that old serpent descends with great wrath, regardless of whether it's interconnected to Yahweh or part of Yahweh's plans, and I believe it is. The wrath of Yahweh is revealed to the ungodly that is being manifest in the earth. And the serpent shadow descending that was broadcast openly on the Mayan steps coming down on the vernal equinox. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen, that somebody, our ancient brothers, knew, and we're going to get into the times that they knew about. Now listen to this. Let's consider Job 26, verse 13. By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens, and his hand hath formed the crooked serpent. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. In the heavens we have a pictorial event of all the signs that are going to be manifested from heaven, and I'm going to prove it to you. His hand transfixed the fleeing serpent, according to the Jerusalem translation. I've got one of those there. His hand transfixed the fleeing serpent. The serpent is fleeing from the wrath of Yahweh in heaven, and he's coming to earth at the appointed time, the snake, the serpent. And somebody in an ancient truth religion many thousands of years ago, here's Yahweh reminding Job about it in Job 26, verse 13, by his spirit he hath garnished the heavens and formed the crooked serpent. He draws this picture to depict the fall of the serpents, the angelic race, if you will, these intelligent beings, ladies and gentlemen. And we use the word serpents, and people say, well, there's a bunch of snakes. Pastor Buddy's saying a bunch of snakes is coming from heaven. These are going to be mighty men of renown. They're going to be wonderful. They're going to transfix you. They're going to deceive the whole world with all manner of signs and lying wonders. Oh yeah, they're going to bring so much technology. Let's look at Job 38, verse 31 through 33. Can you bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion? Here's the constellations is mentioned. And in these bands, betwixt these bands, is the crawling serpent. Ladies and gentlemen, Pleiades is associated with the word Sukkoth, which according to Dr. Bullinger means booths or first fruits. Can you bring forth Maseroth, which is the signs of the zodiac in his season? Or can you guide Arcturus with his sons? Did you know that the Alpha Star in the constellation of Boots, in line with its tail of the constellation known as the Great Bear, and these pictorial events by Master Revelations, and the men that knew the signs of the heavens were called wise. Today the church calls it witchcraft. You see how that these transfixed false prophets have come in to take away the key of knowledge. Do you know the ordinances of heaven, and can you set the dominion thereof in the earth? Yahweh has determined these events in pictorial graphs in the heavens, and how they function is right on line, as the scripture mentions Pleiades and Orion and the serpent that weaves his way through the constellations. And at the appointed time, he's going to bring about his descent. Satan and his angels are going to return. I prophesied it a long time. I saw it when I was a young minister. And I was frightened. I saw the vision of this great event. Now, let me link it to Luke 21, verses 10 and 11. Listen to this. And he said unto me, this is the Messiah talking to the disciples, nation shall rise against nation. What have we got today? Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see something right here in a few days when you think all hell is going to break loose on planet Earth. Kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. Well, all that's happening. And famines and pestilence. Now, I want to deal with the last 9 words of this statement. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Now, I want to back up. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Well, this event of the Mayan temple in Mexico, showing on the vernal equinox, this serpent descending from the heavens and took up his abode in the temple. Isn't that what the Bible says? It didn't Paul mention that Satan is coming to sit in the temple? Were the Mayans that advanced in astronomy and astrological signs? Did they know? Did the ancients know more than we know? Heaven forbid. Because we're the smartest generation that ever walked. Oh, really? We are the most ignorant and evilly inclined generation. This gospel says great signs from heaven. But did you notice in Luke's gospel, it says fearful sights. Now, let me look up the word fearful for you in the lexicon and the concordance. We find the word fearful in Luke 21:11 means terrible, awesome, a warning of a catastrophic events to follow. Is there a crossing sign in the heavens? Does the heavens indicate a time? We say, well, now, though, Pastor Buddy, you know that the Bible says that no man knows the day or the hour. Well, let's wait just a minute. Does it really say that to the ones that do know? Or does it say that to them that don't care? And I would opt for the latter. The only great signs from heaven and fearful sights was this photographed and videoed and shown on World Television, the moving serpent, and the shadow actually gives the appearance of moving as it descends down the stairs of the Mayan pyramid temple. And the equinox sun sets a play of light and shadow. It created the appearance of a snake that gradually slithers down the stairway of the pyramid. And the diamondback snake is composed of seven triangular shadows. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the diamondback rattlesnake. Isn't it strange that Yahweh has used the serpent, the snake, and the characteristics of the snake, the wisdom, the cunning, the craftiness, to depict Satan and his angels? But don't get caught up in the symbolic language, because Satan is a beautiful angel. The Bible would show you that he is so cunning and so crafty and so beautiful and so wise. He's been around a long time, ladies and gentlemen. So then, if you look at the rattle of the snake constellation, it is a symbol of a snake slithering through the constellations, and if you have a mind to look, and you can see these signs that Yahweh and the Mighty Ones drew in the heavens for us as he placed the stars here, waiting for the galactic serpent, that the energy will transform for the cosmic cycle of a new age. When Satan comes, he's coming in peacefully. The Bible says he is. It's the dawning of Aquarius, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it time for the outpouring? Isn't it time for the rain? But before we get the former rain, we must have the latter rain. And Satan is due to come back to this earth, and the Bible warns us to not be deceived, for Satan will come in and he will deceive the very elect if possible. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so even so the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against the angels and prevailed not. And neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast down into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now here's the key. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 and 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon. Now listen to this now. After the dragon was cast out, this angel, Michael the war angel, came down having the key to the bottomless pit. Now the bottomless pit, ladies and gentlemen, is space. So out in space, there is a planet, a wandering star, that is slithering through the heavens on its way to an appointment at the crossing. And the heavens show you exactly what date that crossing in celestial language is. And ladies and gentlemen, the Mayans, who wrote about it and displayed on the vernal equinox how that the serpent would come from the sky and possess the temple, prophetic prophecy in stone. Here this angel, Michael, came down and laid hold on the devil and had a great chain in his hand. A chain is restraining, something that would hold back until the chain is removed, and it will be at the appointed time. Now, in the celestial terms, at 20 and 12, December the 21st, at 11:11 on our present calendar, it was written that we would have the crossing. Are we about to be told that we're not alone in the heavens? That the heavens are occupied? There's fearful sights and sounds? Fearful things to be revealed? Does the kings of the earth, the governments, are they working? Because, ladies and gentlemen, when this great planet called Nibiru by the ancients, they listed it. They show it right in its position in the heavens. And yet our telescopes have never seen it, and so man says it's not there. But did you know that telescopes are not the way that we know that other bodies are in the heavens? That it's mathematical detected? Did you know some of the planets that were discovered were not discovered by telescopes? They were discovered by the interruption of the gravitation fields of the planets that they were close to. And once Nibiru, or Planet X, as it's been called by a lot of people today, once it comes within the orbit in transit, once it returns back to our solar system, it will pass between the sun again, and it will wreak havoc, earthquakes, pestilence, famine, gradual breakup. We're going to cry out to be saved. Well, enter that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which will deceive the whole world. Because once the chain is lifted and he is released, then he will come again as the sign of the heavens of the Mayans. And I'm giving you a 2012 scenario that this celestial event is recorded. Now, we do know that this is the first time of the crossing. That means that planet, that's why they call it Planet X, ladies and gentlemen, right in the center of the Milky Way. On this celestial occasion, we will have what is known as the Great Crossing. Actually, literally, in the heavens, you will see the sign of the cross. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is coming down among you, knowing that he has but a short time. Once this wayward, wandering planet that we know is beyond Pluto right now. We know that. Mathematical tells us that the disturbance of the gravitation fields of these planets, and they can measure them, is being disturbed, and yet they can't see it. And that's no great mystery, ladies and gentlemen. It was a long time before we found Pluto. So then, don't get too alarmed if the astronomers haven't seen anything out there, as these false astrologers and astronomers have been known for years to be deceitful, and yet there is a truth that they don't know. The key to the bottomless pit. Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison. He's coming out from the wayward planet. Ladies and gentlemen, where is he going to come back to? Well, he's coming back to earth. Did you know that the Messiah said, "If I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, behold, I will give unto you power to tread on serpents," there it is, "and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you," Luke 10. But in Luke 11, he said, "I'll send you signs." You got to prepare to receive the light of knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Satan became known as the bright in the morning star. But it's the evening star, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to worry about. It is the final star in the evening time. At the end of the world, Yahweh and his angels are coming back, and there they are going to find Satan and his angels upon the earth ruling over man. You say, "Well, but it's not going to happen." Well, then, there's no use of us believing in the Bible, because this is the biblical. It's just been misinterpreted by those who are waiting for a rapture, waiting to get out. They don't want to suffer. They want to float away into space and go up into heaven. It is New Jerusalem that's coming down from heaven, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to dwell in the New Jerusalem, why do you want to go somewhere for? Why would you want to be caught up? You say, "Well, the Bible says that we'll be caught up to meet Yahweh in the air." Ladies and gentlemen, those terms and terminologies are very misleading to people. It is the righteous that inherits the earth. Satan is coming back to destroy the earth, and Yahweh's coming back to destroy them that would destroy the earth. And Satan's going to be right here, according to the Bible, and he's going to be fighting against the coming of Yahweh. Got to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call with the Star Serpents. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready. We only have a few days remaining until fearful sights will be seen in the heavens. These fearful sights will change man, and he'll never be the same. When we discover that we're not alone. Ladies and gentlemen, we're losing our nation. We're losing hold on it. And we've talked about the diminishing power of righteousness, and that the wicked and the evil are now bringing in the final New World Order. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very sad. But the faithful will hang in and hang on, because they know in whom they believe. Yahweh bless you. I'll be right back. Here's the Merrill Man.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now it's Howard Stern and the Bronco Life. Too much crap, that world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs in the country road. I take bars that karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam gets your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American town. What happened?
anybody knows what happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mom, pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? Did we get too high? Did we stay too long? Why did we raise the price of gasoline? I remember the morning the towers fell. I fell back asleep and dreamed of hell. I guess I thought it all was part of my dream. What happened?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Merrill Haggard asking about where did America go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, she's succumbed to the evil influence of the world. Did you know the Bible says in the last days that evil men will wax worse and worse? Let's be realistic here, ladies and gentlemen. There has to be some kind of intervention. That's what you're praying for every night. You're praying for, if you're righteous, you're praying for Yahweh to come. If you're evil, you're praying for your God, Satan, Lucifer, the bride in the morning. You're wanting him to come. Although he's not the bride in the morning, he just pretends to be. You know who that man is? The great light that came down, and they rejected him, ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 years ago. The snake handler, the serpent handler, he came. And the serpent bit him and killed him. He's coming back, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. But before that, Satan and his angels, for the first time since the days of the flood, when they were driven out, when there was war, and this continuation war, ladies and gentlemen, it's never stopped. And the good guys, those guys that we call angels, they're in the heavens with their scout ships, and they're keeping Satan, the beautiful angel, the bright in the morning star, and his fallen ones. These are the ones that joined him that wanted to miscegenate with flesh and create a universal utopia of evil. The ones that remain loyal are now patrolling the heavens. You say, I haven't seen them up there, Pastor Buddy. Didn't and take away the fact that they're there. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see it very clearly one of these days. The Bible says that the heavens is going to roll back like a scroll. And then all of that which has been a mystery will be solved in a moment's time. You'll get the story then. Right now, you walk by faith and not by sight. But the Messiah, when he came here, told us that they would be fearful signs from the heavens. And on December the 21st, 2012, at 11:11, this rare celestial alignment is going to take place when it aligns the galactic and solar planes. And at this point, the winter solar sun will conjunct with the Milky Way, creating a gate to the Milky Way. That's the sign of the crossing that I told you about, which was spoken by the Maya. And they called it a number of things. They called it the World Tree. Remember, it was the Tree of Life, or the knowledge of the Tree of Life, that got man in trouble. They called it the Crossroads, or the Waka Chan. Waka means six, and the number of man is six. Satan is 666. Ladies and gentlemen, it can mean a serpent. Oh, there it is. That's the one we want right there. It can mean a serpent, a star serpent. And the heavens show you, if you look at the heavens and the signs in the heavens and the alignments, and the Bible says you will see these signs in the heavens. And then it mentioned the fearful sign. The fearful sign is the coming of Satan with his fallen angels. They're coming back to earth. They were here in Genesis chapter 6. And ladies and gentlemen, they had created such a situation that the mighty ones who came down to check to behold what they were doing were driven to declare war on Satan and his angels. They were arrested, literally, and they were restrained, chained, put in shackles, and taken to a wayward planet. This is the one that the Bible specifically means that will return at an appointed time when this orbit of this great planet comes back into our solar system. And when it does, Satan and his angels will then have the technology to star hop over to planet Earth, which is their final destination. This is the end of the road, ladies and gentlemen, for Satan and his angels. They've been cast out of the heavens. They're no longer welcome in the heavens. And this planet, I believe, will be emptied. They've long been prisoners there, and it'll be just like they escaped from Alcatraz. And they know that they're going to have a short time. They know that they're full of wrath. Oh, they're going to come in peacefully. They're going to tell you that there are space brothers. They're already doing that to a lot of people. The governments are well aware of these beings. Have been for the last 50, 60 years. They've been in communication with them. And they have worked day and night building survival bases. They've been given the technology, our governments. They've been given technology to bore into the earth. And that's what the Bible says they would do, that they would literally bore into the earth and hide. Well, why would they do that? Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere that they were to be found, they were to be killed. And so then, they have to work clandestinely until they rule with a rod of iron. And Satan is going to rule the earth with a rod of iron. So, this alignment, this celestial alignment, is going to take place on December the 21st, 20 and 12. And if you've ever looked at a clock, a digital clock especially, and been reminded of 11-11, it's almost like a flashing sign. These are part of the things that Yahweh is trying to get you to call your attention to these things. It's the world tree, or the tree of life. It's the crossroads. It's the serpent from the sky that the Mayans put in the alignment of the vernal equinox when, on that date, from the heavens comes this celestial event where the shadow of the sun literally causes this shadow image to come slowly, wiggling, if you will, like a snake, snaking down the steps of the temple into the temple, through the door and into the temple. A warning sign, ladies and gentlemen. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, well, I wouldn't worry about that. Glory to God. We're not worried about the devil. He don't even exist. You know, a lot of people don't even believe. And Christians are the dumbest people in the world. They think that God is just a little misty spirit, and angels are little floating mystical beings with wings on it. They run around with a set of wings flapping through the air. That's their concept. That's been given to them by Satan, this distorted image of our ancestors in the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, we are kinship to people that live somewhere else in the heavens. They just happen to be a family of good people and a family of bad. It's always been that way. That's what the war in heaven was about, if you believe the Bible. Now, if you don't believe the Bible, well, then you might as well forget it. You might as well eat, drink, and be merry, just like the rest of the world is doing. And forget him. But the Bible says, they that know the time, they that know, will do exploits. They that keep the commandments, the time of his gathering. Listen to what Peter says. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of Yahweh will come like a thief, in the which the heavens will pass away. There it is. With a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Now, when it says the earth and its works will be burned up, this is symbolic language. That means that everything that can be burned up will burn. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't burn. The earth is not going to be destroyed in the fire, just the evil things that are upon it. Now, remember, therefore, that you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. This is Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. If therefore you will not wake up, I will come like a thief. See, if you won't wake up, I'll come as a thief. And you will not know what hour I will come to you. But listen to this now. Revelation 16 and 15. Behold, as I come as a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his garments. So then, some people are going to be alert and looking for the signs. At least they walk naked and men see their shame. Now notice this one. Luke 21:36. Be on guard. This is the Messiah's suggestion. That your hearts be not weighted down with disputation and drunkenness and the worries of life, eating, drinking, and being merry, like I said a while ago, and that they come up on you suddenly like a trap. That's Luke 21, verse 34. For it will come upon all those that dwell upon the face of the earth. But keep alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things which are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, he's coming back as a thief in the night. But listen to what it says in 1 Thessalonians. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you as a thief. Are you with me? But you, brothers, will not be caught unaware, and that these days of darkness will not surprise you. These astronomical signs that precede and accompany the return are those that have placed their understanding through the Scriptures to be ye also ready and to look for that day. All that the Father is telling you is don't let that day come upon you unaware. Because he said that it would come upon them that weren't watching unaware. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is another group of people that fascinate me, and that's the Cherokee Indians. They have a prophecy, and it's called the prophecy of the rattlesnake. And right here in the south, there is certain places that you can see the image of the rattlesnake that they have drawn. They were drawing the image of the serpent that is depicted in the heavens. It is a coiled rattlesnake. It coils upwards. And there's a picture that is in or on the Kentucky-Virginia border in Pikeville. Right over on the Kentucky side, there is a picture of the coiled rattlesnake as it coils upwards to the top of the rock. It's a picture there, and you can go see it, ladies and gentlemen. And here is the prophecy of the Cherokees. They developed this knowledge from somewhere other than what the world believes. They believe like the Mayans. Now, who handed this information down to these primitive Cherokees? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I happen to see some ancient pictures of the Cherokee brothers and sisters that lived right here. Back when I was a young man, right here in the hills of East Tennessee, I had a cave on our farm that had pictographs. And I was told that they were drawn by the Cherokee Indians. It was a favorite place for me to go to meditate and to study and to seek my Father. The Chickamauguan Cherokees, they drew characterizations of many animals. Among the many designs and configurations written is seen written upon the stars and the design of animals, objects, and other elements. The figures of the sky are totally different from other cultures of the zodiac, except for a rare few which seem to be similar. The only one which seems to be relative to similarity is found within the Cherokee constellation of the Scorpion and Snake, and this is in relation to others as Scorpio and the Serpent. And there's where I told you that the image in the heavens, where you'll see the alignment of these star clusters that draws a picture of a snake through the constellation. And from the Pleiades and the Orion constellations, you have the picture of the man holding the serpent underneath his feet while the serpent attempts to bite his heel. These Cherokees knew about the Consolation rattlesnake. How'd they know that? Well, I don't know. But I do know that they were a lot smarter than these dumb communist professors that we've got in the university now that want you to have your right and left brain washed out of all your fear and respect of Yahweh and your ancestors, and to forget that we're just one big happy family, and yet the Bible depicts a serpent in the heavens with a consolation of revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is mind-boggling what our fathers knew, and it is, again, so perplexing and mind-boggling what we don't know. Well, you got my message tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The Star Serpents, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Are you ready? Do you know? Are you willing to learn? Well, if you are, then write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. There's a lot of things that we don't teach on the air, ladies and gentlemen, because this meat is reserved for those who have proven themselves worthy to wear the crown. These things are only said to you that you might know that there's coming a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and we're near that date. We are very near of the end time scenario that I painted for you, and the heavens declare it. And it's a fearful thing, according to Luke chapter 21, where the Messiah spoke it. Fearful signs from the heaven. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me. Tonight I'm live on the 29th day of June. Area code 423-626-2172. Ladies and gentlemen, you can contact my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, or Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. I've got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you on down the line with the Hag Man taking us out here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We love you.
I've been treated. Sometimes I wish I were dead.